go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Yo, 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 what up, baby? Let's get back to another episode of Bully and the Beast Podcast. It's Twerk in the building.
It's your boy Wax. What's it looking like? Good with y'all.
Shit, man. What was we just talking about? You're talking about comedy nights, man, and at the resort.
Yes, sir.
You've already had some performances, some shows?
No, this is actually going to be my first comedy night here on this Thursday, but I've been doing college night on Fridays and events on Saturdays. And don't forget about the Titty Tuesdays. Y'all come out here and gonna rock with your boy. Listen, I rent the spot out. I really don't. It's not me. You know, I'm going to be a pastor at the end of the day. I am not. These events are for other people, these promoters. So that's Taryn. Taryn's over here. He's the head promoter of the spot. He gets people to come in here and come rent the spot out and stuff like that. And I really just sit back and collect whatever I rent the spot out for. But, you know, I'm here a lot. You know what I'm saying? But them type of nights and stuff like that, you know, I'm going to be a pastor. I ain't got time for that. I try to stay out the way. I see enough titties in my life.
You'll be at the Titty Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'll be at Titty Tuesdays, man. I'll be chilling out. I'll be reading my Bible. That's what I'll be doing.
And then he goes to Teeth Thursdays. Teeth Thursdays. It was other toe Saturdays.
Toe Saturdays. I'm chilling out, man. You got to be a different guy, man. You got to do different things in your life, man. If you don't show growth, you still start seeing you doing the exact same things that you was doing even 6 months ago. You know what I'm saying? Nothing changed. You're not doing nothing different. I don't care if you start back working out. You got to do something different to even show some type of growth within you. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's very true.
You know, that's what I'm sitting there trying to do. I'm just trying new things. Man, sometimes you got a nut to try something new. Sometimes you got to, you know, start playing basketball. So, like I said, go to the gym or, you know, quit your job. You just do something different to see what it is. You know, but people always say, yo, no reward, no
risk, no reward.
No risk, no reward. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what type of risk is it? It's like, oh, you know what? I'm only going to go, you know, I'm trying to catch a big fish, but I'm only going to go at the edge. You might not catch that big fish, man. Yeah. You might have to go all the way out there just to go catch what you really want to do at the end of the day, but keep getting little fish. It's all good.
I hear you. I'm sorry to do my own content. I just bought this new camera.
Okay.
The DJI, it's called a pocket camera. So it's for vlogging shit. So
nice.
I'm going to try to make more content for myself, for my YouTube channel, and just try to, like I said, I've been trying to monetize shit, you know, so I'm just going to try to document my life and shit, what I be doing, all my projects and shit, all my events I go to. I'm just going to like set this up and just film shit and just post the shit on YouTube. Fuck it. Somebody be interested.
Yeah. One time I tried to do that. That lasted me for 2 days. I was like, you know, somebody follow me. You know what I'm saying? I had you follow me. I had multiple. But yeah, you just won. You know what I'm saying? My life is a little crazy. I can't show everything.
Yeah. I still have all that footage, bro. I still have all.
I say, you know what? When Wax passed away, whatever, 100 years from now, Angela's going to say, I got all this footage. Like, bro, what are you doing with all that shit? Hope you don't be looking at that shit at night just for no reason and shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are you just looking at Wax shit for? You got all this fucking content for what?
Hey, I got a whole house tour.
You see what I'm saying? We got a lot of shit out here.
Bro, the whole Lemonation is hilarious. Yes. Bro, the life of Wax is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All his endeavors.
Yeah, all the things that I do. Anything, take a bite. Everything, take a hit. You know what I'm saying? I never go hungry off none of the things that I do, man. I thank God just to have that entrepreneur, you know, mindset. A lot of people, you know, they say they can do it. Even when you try it, a lot of people give up because they understand what it actually takes to actually do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. It's not easy waking up in the morning and having a job. It's not easy, you know, getting that type of pay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people. But they still do it. Why do you continue to keep on doing something that you don't like? You know what I'm saying? But I actually like what I'm doing, but I'm continuing to keep doing it. Regardless of where I'm at in it, I know even if I move an inch every single day, I'd be that much further. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to play the long game. You got to play the long game. All these people want to get rich mad quick. It's, you got to set the seeds and let the seeds grow.
Yes, man. Microwave blessings, man. I want mine. I'm sitting back and watching them mashed potatoes getting made and that dressing getting made and that turkey. Yo, how fast does it take to fry chicken? You know what I'm saying? Like this. Right. If you want a turkey, how long that shit takes? You know what I'm saying? I see the woman at night. The day before, they all prepared and doing all that. I'm like, we about to have a real good meal, but look how long it takes, though. You know right. what I'm saying? Everybody want that real quick. Let me get them noodles. Let me get that popcorn real quick. All right, we'll go ahead and rock and get that. I see you eating. But at the end of the day, when you really get that meal, all that stuff going to go in the cabinet. And even after my meal, at least if you throw it in the garbage, the rat's going to still eat it. You know what I'm saying? I'm eating all the way through.
Feed the family. That's the whole point.
The whole family. That's what it's all about. Nobody gonna get full off no bag of chips, man. Y'all keep on eating a bag of chips. Y'all keep on going for them little things or thinking that's what it is, man. Go with your heart desire. Just don't be scared to go ahead and do it. A lot of people are scared. Don't be scared. Fear is not of it. If you're looking for strength, go to the word and get the strength.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what's new with me. I should be having a big announcement coming soon with my podcast network.
Dope.
You know, two things. You know, I'm locked in with Heineken for life now, man.
That's right.
Yeah, my first party was sponsored by Heineken, and I ran into the one of the I guess sales VPs on St. Patrick's Day, right. And I talked to this lady, and it turns out her dad, her brother, and two of her cousins are all named Angelo, and I was like, oh yeah, we locked in. She was like, oh yeah, her father passed away and everything, so she's like, yeah, you know, Angelo's always had a special place in my heart. I'm like, all right, so say less, let's work.
Hey, I like that. You better hope you get a job.
Yeah. No, I make her look good.
Nah, bless it. Nah, I like that, man. Congratulations.
And Polymath Network also is going to team up with a big name, big brand to help push my shit. Big collaborations coming soon. I can't say anything yet, but yeah, it's been brought to the table, and I'm with it. So,
yeah, well, make it make sense, man. Everything you do, just make sure you put God first, and it's going to go. Especially if your heart desires, man. Like, wow. Well, a lot of things people do, and they'd be like, "Dad, that didn't change me, or that didn't make me feel no way." That probably wasn't your heart desire.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go after that actual thing, and then once you feel a weight come up off you, you'd be like, "Damn, that was it." You know what I'm saying? So now you know you're going towards your way.
One of the things I noticed is that, like, a lot of the shit that's been working for me has been coming to me. Like, I haven't been chasing, like, oh, I got to make this shit work for it to work. Like, nah, that's when it all fails. Like,
what I'm saying. There
like,
you
the
go.
Shit's just been coming to me. Like,
there oh, you go.
I want to do this. I have this idea for you. Like, oh, I'm dead.
Blessings.
That's what it is.
Ah, now you understand, brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to sit back. And what blessings do you want? You want them fast blessings. Oh, that's easy to give you. I'll give you a job. I give you this. I give you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good for everybody. It's all what your heart desires. Some people want that. Some people going after that. But some may take a little longer. But I bet you when it comes to you, you'll be like, oh, damn, it was well worth it. When you eat that Thanksgiving meal, you'll be like, damn, it was well worth it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that time it was well worth it. So that's the season I'm in right now, too. It's well worth it. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's happened in my life is well worth it. The good, bad, happy, and sad. You got to appreciate them all. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't want the bad in that. That'd be the fear. But if you just tell them all the good parts, they're going to run to it. But if you tell them just a little bit of the bad, they ain't going for that shit. They're going to stay right where they at.
I hear you. All right. Well, let's see if it could be a blessing to somebody, one of our listeners, and give out some advice.
What we got?
Real quick, can you just give us the rundown of where they could send us an email or a DM?
Man, always, y'all always in the DM. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to grab something in the DMs and get a lot of people in trouble. They fuck up relationships, the DMs. The DMs put you in debt because you listen to these motherfuckers like, yo, I'm going to scam you real quick. Never give me your money. But that is for the Bully and the Beast, the Bully and the Beast podcast at gmail.com. And if you want to hit us up in the Gmail, at the email.
I think you said the. You definitely said the, bro.
I ain't say the. And you owe me $5 by day. Go back right now. Okay. If I ain't say the, I want $5, bro.
I'm gonna go.
So everybody go on here, remember this. Everybody who sent Angelo $5, he owe all of us $5 now. You know what I'm
oh, shit. I could have swore. Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us swearing. And the email is at thebullyingthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. Holler at us, man.
All right. Perfect. All right. So the first DM goes like this. Yo, what's up, Bully and the Beast?
Peace.
So I got introduced to a group of friends by my extrovert best friend because he thought I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm.
long story short, we had a lot of fun, but there was one girl in the group that I felt feelings for. I mean, literally couldn't sleep that night. Since this is the first time I'm having a crush on someone and haven't been in a relationship before, I've got some questions. How do I know that I'm ready for a relationship? And how can I know if she likes me too? And if she does like me, how do I approach her and ask her out? Appreciate it.
Appreciate what? Do your dick get hard when you go around the motherfucker, try to fuck her, and then you'll figure out if you like her really or not at the end of the day? Because a lot of people think, oh, yo, damn, I can't wait to get to this girl. I'm going to take her out and I'm going to do all this. And as soon as you have sex with her and nut, you probably don't even like the motherfucker no more. You're like, damn, what the fuck did I do? She might say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But you don't really know until you actually have and go through these certain things with people. You know what I'm saying? You might not like the way he might be like at dinner. Yo, she might say, you got to pay for everything. And you might not be down for that, because a lot of dudes these days ain't down to pay for the meal.
No. Yeah, I hate
you. You understand what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm saying? So you might be like, that's a turn off. She's trying to get me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to make sure, you got to go and check and see. Don't always try to go with the girl right away. Try to fuck. You know what I'm saying? To just fuck. Don't go in, always go into the situation fucked up so it get fixed. Everybody trying to go into the situation like it's perfect. I'm going to do it. Now we have to go down. You can't stay that high that long. You have a balloon don't even stay up high that long. And it got wind and shit under it. You understand what I'm fucking saying?
I know, bro. I think you're tripping, bro. This guy, the way he sounds like he might be a virgin. It sounds like he said he's never had a crush on a girl. I wonder how old this person is.
How young?
I feel like you need to play the long game and just keep. You got to tell your friend, whoever your friend is. You're like, bro, I need your help, bro. I need you to be a wingman, and I'm feeling Sarah Beth, whatever her name is.
Yeah, but go into it. Just let her know that you want to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? If she start liking you, and then you win. But if you go in and show her that she like you, she ain't going to give you no play. And she's going to always play with you. Like, oh, Daniel likes me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever his name is. He likes me. He liked me for years. Yeah, Dan would try to fuck you for years. But show you that you try to fuck. If she let you fuck, that means she like you too. Boom. That's how you always know with a girl. Because girls just not open her legs to anybody as I supposed to think. As men think that girls only open their legs to guys who they actually right? Hopefully.
Yeah,
they smarter than us. They get their own picks. Of course, they're going after something they like. They got all these fucking flavors in Carvel, and they're going to pick dark chocolate, and they really want vanilla. No, they're going to get the fucking vanilla. Yeah, they get their pick.
They only got one set flavor, whatever flavor they got that day.
That's all we can fucking do. Yo, if a girl walk into, if it's 10 guys, if a girl walk in there, she can fuck all 10 of them guys.
Yep.
Can a guy walk into the room and fuck all 10 of the girls?
No, that's what I tell my girl all the time. She'd be like, all those girls are in your DMs. I'm like, bro, they're just like sending them my emojis. Like, if they're like, out of all those girls, maybe two of them probably want to smash. Every guy that ever reacts to your messages or anything,
they want to fuck.
Every single one of them. There's not like, oh, yeah, he'll be a nice friend. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
But I know for a fact that these girls, if a girl like my story, I'm like, oh, so what's up? I'm like, oh no. I was just showing support. Like, oh, all right, my fault.
Exactly. But if a girl be like, hey, what's up? And show a titty, dude is ready and down unless he gay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Unless he don't like pussy.
Yeah.
That's it. Come on, man. Everybody, people just want to, if I can't do it, you can't do it. Nah, that's not cool. There's a reason why you can't do it. And there's a reason why I can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a totally different thing. Every guy do want to have sex with you. Every girl don't want to have sex with me. Yeah. I mean, it's really not worth it at the end of the day. If you really think about it, it's like, what is that other person going to do after you nut? Like, how you going to fucking feel knowing somebody that just fed you and washed your clothes and took care of you and rubbed your back or did something for you? Somebody just did something for you and you just went over there and did some wild ass, stupid ass shit behind their back. You corny at the end of the day. I used to be corny when I used to cheat. Corny as hell. It's like, yo, y'all partnership and y'all holding each other down and you go out here and do some other shit. And that's why I hate girls who cheat, because it's like, girl, you get to go ahead and take your pick. So you're just being greedy. Because you got exactly what you wanted. You get to pick the man. The man can't pick the girl. The girl get to pick any one of us. Any one of us would have been her girl, her boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? It's like, yo, she walk in and be like, I want that one right there. And you flirt with him then. Y'all having sex that night. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I cannot do that shit.
Nope. You got to buy drinks. You got to spend a couple dollars. You got
to do all this stupid ass shit.
He's got to show, yeah, he's got to flex some shit. Stupid. You got to have a, yeah.
Yeah, y'all got mad checks and stuff like that. The only thing you got to do is have a pussy in the mouth and don't, and shut the fuck up. And you might get fucked.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I mean, all right, well. From my, I mean, yeah, from my experiences, even when I had a crush on a girl, like even my girlfriend, I'm going to talk about when I had a crush on her, I would just do, you know, I would just be like, yo, it's not the end of the world if I lose her, but I'm going to apply pressure, but I'm not going to like become a sick sketch, like a fucking stalker. Like I just play the part. Like I just be like a smooth dude. Like she, I don't know. I pay attention. I remember my girl, I was giving her rides and shit. Something like nothing that was going to drive me crazy. Like, oh, I need money for this. Like, I would never do that. But like, can you help me out with this? Like, oh. Yeah. Now, you know, it takes you go on dates. Like, oh, do you like yogurt? Like, let's get some frozen yogurt. Make her laugh, bro. You got to do the food fucking fun.
There honestly. You go. I like that. That sound cool right there, what you just said. Good job.
I had to save myself.
I hear the hesitation. I hear the whole... You know, try to come back around. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to talk about my girl right now. Because like, I got to do the same shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And me, it was really everything I run away from, I get. You see what I'm saying? So everybody got their own things. He showed you his situation. And my situation is like, I really tried not to do something. I truly tried not to like the girl. And that's the one that's going to be like, what the fuck? I got my boobs out tonight. This motherfucker ain't looking at me. Or I put this dress on. So all these guys are looking, this guy ain't paying me no attention. That might get her attention. You know what I'm saying? Just be doing the opposite. You see everybody else flopping to her and trying to holler at her and stuff like that. You doing the total opposite might just get her too. Or just let her know, like all these other guys, I'll drink your bath water. I'll marry you, girl. You look so good. I'll stay with you forever. These guys be lying at the end of the day. I mean,
you got big dick energy, bro. You don't be a simp, man. Don't be a weenie out there, man. Stand your ground. Stand on business. And if it's supposed to be, it'll happen, bro. Apply a little bit of pressure, but don't show any sign of jealousy. Don't try to be controlling. None of that shit. Like, if you get your foot in the door, don't blow it.
Girl's going to fucking fuck you anyway. Just fuck them and continue to work on yourself. And she's going to follow because she sees the type of guy you are. Girls going to follow the guy who they want. And they see how he's into himself and how he's working into that. She gonna benefit anyway if you really doing the shit that you're supposed to do that she actually like. A lot of guys be sitting there trying to pay attention to the girl and shit like that and fuck up everything. Stop paying attention to that motherfucker. Pay attention to yourself and continue to keep on working and growing and building, and she'll want to be attached to that. Girls are more attractive to our future. We more attractive to girls' past. You see what I'm saying? So stop trying to worry about what the fuck the girl is sitting there trying to do. These girls just wanted us to sit there and get a bunch of money and so they could look good on Instagram and all that type of shit, and they have some type of security. That's all they need at the end of the day. But we weren't about their past. Who the fuck would you fuck? You fuck anybody I know and all that. That shit is important to us. But the girl, like, I don't give a fuck who you fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How is your bank account? How's your future looking? You know, right. So I could be straight and I could be comfortable.
Yeah, girls, you know? Just like stability. If you could show any signs of stability, you probably good money.
You're good at the end of the day, but try to fuck though, because she gonna still go after the thug guy who's gonna fuck her brains out.
The
nice guy who gonna give her the money. Yeah, which one you want to show, but still handle your business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got your hand in cards. Do not put your shit down, bro. You gotta hold your shit up for the whole match.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Don't go like this. Bro. I fold. Don't fold, bro.
Ah, because the last guy you have to be is the married guy, but don't be the married guy first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't be the married guy first, fam. You know what I'm saying? Because them the days you have to come. You have to be that guy with her.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. So don't do that first and then now you try to be the bad guy. Go back to the street and later on, like, you bring you backwards and shit like that. Be that, yo, listen, let's go to strip club, yo. I mean, let's do this type of shit. Like, thug that shit all the way the fuck out till y'all both get that shit out of your system. Because a lot of times you don't even know if somebody still got that shit in their system or not. You might sit there and be like, you and your girl never talked about going to strip club. And next thing you know, like, damn, I remember I used to go to the strip club. She's like, oh, you say let's go? Oh, come on, let's go. You'd be like, damn. But you ain't know if you ain't go ahead and try that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, see where she at, and go with her and just, y'all both get that shit out your fucking system, if that's what you really want.
Yeah.
You got some regular gas that you're supposed to have 93. run all that gas out so you can start putting 93 in that motherfucker. So get all that shit out of her system. Y'all want to go ahead and do this? Oh, I want to try this. It's my fantasy. Like, listen, we're going to do this now. And then it's over.
Look, bro. Food, fuck, fun. I feel like that's the bottom line. That's the common denominator for, like, the start of any really, for, yeah, the start, definitely the start of a relationship.
The start of it.
Ooh, let's take a school for lunch real quick. Boom, food. And you can tie that in with the fun. And then it all ends with the third F, baby. Fucking, you got it.
And, but listen, if that third F don't get, if you don't do it right, them other two Fs don't mean shit. You can make her laugh all you want to. You, the panties can come off, but they shit pulling right back up if you ain't know what you fuck you doing, man. Like, you can do all that, feed her and make her laugh, but you over here nutting early and you can't fuck right, she ain't doing that.
So, okay, so yeah, the fuck is just not the action. It's like, yeah, it's not just the
fuck is the big F.
It's the deep, it's deeper than that.
So instead of the three Fs, you gotta say capital F, F, F.
Right. The biggest F, the main F, it's crazy.
The main F is the fucking, because you can treat her like shit and don't make her laugh when you fuck the shit out of her, she's staying. It's bad and sad to say it. You know what I'm saying? I hate that to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's people that I know, it's actually my people's. It's like this guy is doing her dirty, I guess, in the bedroom to where now he can do her dirty outside the bedroom.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I hate that she's still going back. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Damn.
Like, how are you still going back with this guy? He got her some type of way. He's not a poet. You know what I'm saying? Right. Shit. Gotta be the meat, I guess. Something driving the motherfucking truck crazy to where she can't let go. The fuck?
That sucks. Food, fuck, fun. All right, let's get to the next email we got. Actually, we got? Email they can find us where?
At the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. Holla at us.
Cool. This is the email. Go like this. What's up, Bully and the Beast, Wax and L'Oreal?
Peace.
So I met a girl that I really like. I've been on 3 dates with her.
Nice.
Today, I think she was expecting us to have sex later on, so she sort of sat me down to tell me she had a phase of sleeping around with and had slept with 15 guys in 9 months.
Nice.
Ending about a year ago, and in that time, she contracted herpes. I don't know what to do. I was raised in a very conservative household, Christian.
Uh-huh.
And although I'm not like my parents, I do hold similar values. I've only slept with one long-term girl from before. I can get over the fact that she slept around. I like her so much otherwise, but the herpes thing bothers me.
Duh.
I thank her for being honest, but said I wasn't hoping for sex tonight. Anyways, which I wasn't. She clearly was a bit upset and politely said I need to think about it. Have you guys ever gave any advice? My thoughts are mixed. In one way, I will never catch it. In one way, I may well never catch it, and I'd be missing out on a nice girl. But I'm also thinking if I did catch it and we didn't work out, I'd have to tell future partners, which I'd really hate. Plus, I'm not sure if it would eat away at me a bit in time. What should we do?
I think it might eat at you a little bit in time. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to create anything. I don't want my girl to give me a cold. You know, she over here coughing and shit. I'm probably not going to kiss her that day. I'm like, yo, baby, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill out. Just real quick, just get rid of this shit. And then I'll give you a kiss. Like, it's just little things that we don't want. Herpes sound big. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, there's a lot of girls out there, bro. You're not be all right. Herpes is kind of fucked up. You can't fuck with your health. If a girl's going to jeopardize your health.
Come on.
Like, yeah.
Come on. Isn't that like, it turns into certain things and shit like that. Like, nobody, don't play around with certain things. Don't be like, oh, I'm playing Russian roulette. Don't put a gun to nowhere in your body and click it just because it might not have bullets in it. That's what you're doing. It's like, I might not could get it, but I'm putting myself in a higher position to get it.
Yeah, there's like, a bullet. Know.
Yeah, the percentage is higher. Man. All of us is doing that when you sleep around and you're doing certain shit. All of us is putting the percentage higher. But now you knowingly know you're at 80%. Like, you just might have it. It's you fucking around. We all doing it. We probably might be at 40% because we out here having sex with different people. We have a 40% to catch it, but you gonna make your shit that high, bro.
Is that, yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
Every time you have sex, it's 50-50. Every time. Imagine that.
Yes. You see what I'm saying? You don't know the fuck she been at, where the fuck she was just doing last night.
15 guys in 9 months. I don't know. That sounds like a lot to me.
Man, that's what these girls out here doing, bro. These girls out here got numbers, bro. This shit is not, this shit different out here, man. Cause they could just take their pick. They eating ice cream every day. Girls with penis is like kids with ice cream. If they could sit there and eat ice cream every single day and get their pick, they can and they will. Cause they can. Only ones that get that stopped is just like, they might have a scare or they might, you know what I'm saying? They tired of this fucking life and is, the nigga that they fuck with really did him dirty and he's like, I got to make him jealous and shit like that. So let me go ahead and get with this nice other guy. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, it sounds cool. It sounds great at the end of the day. And I actually love it. You know what I'm saying? I benefited off some of them. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we all should. A lot of guys go after girls just like, oh, she's vulnerable right now. And that's why I'd be like, yo, when you and your girl get in an argument, stop letting her talk to her male friends. They're there to pounce on her as soon as she fucking get in an argument with you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, try it. No. Go ahead and let her have a male friend. You, your girl got male friends?
No. Hell no.
Why? You're insecure.
Because then I have girlfriends. So?
Yeah, so listen, I don't know how that shit work. I don't know how that shit work.
Me neither. That's why we're not doing it.
I really don't know how that shit work. Because it's like, you could have, girls can have male friends, but guys, you can't have girlfriends because, like, girls, we know girls want to have sex with you. And I'm like, what? We know guys want to have sex with y'all. No, that's not true. There's some guys out there. And I'm like,
nope, unless he's 100% gay.
And who's 100% gay now?
Everybody's picking choose. Hilarious.
How you 100% gay? Your actual nature is to get hard when you see certain things. You see what I'm saying? The grass will grow because the sun and light and the water hits it. You see what I'm saying? It's like certain things in nature, we gonna get hard off something. Right. A woman, yeah. So they both ways. I don't know nobody 100% gay. Maybe 99%.
See, I know a lot of people that 99% gay, but don't want to admit it. But I'm like, bro, what are you fucking just gonna come out with, bro? I'm not. All right. I caught you.
I'm a virgin, though. Okay.
What do you think is worse, though? This is obvious, but like a STD or mad bodies? Like, if you're on a date and a girl is like, by the way, I just want to let you know, I've been with like 15 guys this year.
I figured that at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? If she a high, you know, quality woman, if she got 100 guys hollering at her at a time, she's probably going to sleep with 15. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense. It all depends on, out of that 100, 15 going to pay. 15 going to make sure she, whatever she wanted at that time, that car. Two of them probably going to buy the car. You know what I'm saying? Out of the 100. Maybe six might buy the car out of 100. All depends on who she is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Six dudes might buy the car. Six dudes might buy her house. Six dudes might take her shopping. Six dudes might just give her $1,000. You see what I'm saying? So she going to fuck 15 about, this sound about right.
And the year is crazy.
That's what they out this motherfucking doing, man. They out there moving around and having herpes and shit like that makes sense when they out there moving, but they don't think. Just like they go to different places and think that nobody's going to take my car, somebody's going to rob me, nobody's going to kidnap me. Like, if y'all actually look at the news, I don't think we look at the news enough. Everybody on Instagram, the news is showing you that these girls are getting taken and people stop taking kids. I mean, stop taking girls. Isn't that still a thing, right?
No. Atlanta is one of the heaviest traffic spots in the United States. But black women, at least, too.
You understand what I'm trying to say? So just thinking that it's not happening out here no more is kind of wild. So for people out here moving like it's not happening. They want to go out. They want to do this. And they want to do that. It's like, all right, unless y'all know more than me. I just know the last person that was doing that didn't turn out too quick for them. But God bless everybody. But herpes sound about right.
You dated somebody with a STD, right? Didn't you catch something one time?
I was in fucking high school. Me and my boys all caught the shit. You know what I'm saying? We had a yeast infection. And that's because the girl had yeast. And all of us is like... And the thing is about men, you could tell if a man have an STD because if you pull it all the way up, that pre-cum comes out a lot. It's like a bust pipe for a man. You see what I'm saying? So you'll know if you got an STD as a man. You'll be leaking, your drawers will be wet in the morning and shit like that. It's like, oh shit, the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean?
You just start leaking.
Yeah, you start leaking. The man gonna tell on himself. I think the girl's telling herself too, but I think they hold it longer because they could cover up the smell in some type of way. But a lot of times the girls sit down and you smell that shit.
Damn. You said you had a test, right? Throwback, you said you had a way to tell if a girl has something, right?
Yes, you put your finger in your ear. And if you touch her pussy, if she jump, she got something. And if she don't jump, and she be like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you digging all like that?
Oh, my bad. Doing...
Yeah, he's like, what is that on your finger? You got a booger on your finger? You got to look like a booger. You got to get one of your earwax to look like a fucking booger, bro.
You got to get a good sample.
Let's see if she motherfucking do it. Like, yeah. If you touch it, you gotta touch it. It's like acid. It was just like fucked up and shit like that. So if you touching that shit, you know what I mean? Everybody gotta get the earwax test.
Damn.
You gotta do it.
But, you know, so I see what, I feel like she might be trying to take advantage of this guy. Like I said, she got all these, she's a slut, and this guy's a nice Christian man.
Yes.
Probably, probably not even that, you know, probably getting taken advantage of. In some way, shape, or
form. Yeah, but it's only right for him to get taken advantage. All of us get taken advantage. It's something that we don't know about our shorty that we probably would not stay there if we did. So it's cool. They all get in our ass, but we are designed to get got. We're designed to take care. We're designed to do all this type of stuff for this woman.
Yeah.
We are designed to do that. So we can't get mad when they want to get taken care of. They want to get pampered. They want to get loved. They want to do this. They want to have their way. We are designed, bro.
Right.
And if you know a woman who don't do that, you don't want a fucking woman. Or you beating a girl or some shit. Yeah, bro, you get the fuck out of here. I ain't never had one that ain't ruled me. Even my mamas, but, and I tell people all the time, your mama and your sisters, if you have any, train you for your wife and your daughter, because your daughter gonna do you dirty, bro. Your wife gonna do you dirty, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The things that you don't wanna do is places you don't wanna go and certain things, you have to do it. It's things you don't wanna pay for. You have to do it because that's going to make her happy. And that's our job to make sure this woman's happy at the end of the day.
Oh, you're right.
Our happiness, what does that mean?
None damn thing. If I'm happy, a happy wife is a happy husband, I. Oh, shit. Yeah,
I love it, though. I love it, though. I love my job. You know what I'm saying?
Every man needs a man cave.
Got to have a man cave. That saves a lot of marriages and stuff like that. And don't listen to her and her girl's conversation. It means nothing at the end of the day. I got 7 sisters. Shut up. Don't listen. Don't look at her text message with her friends. Don't even do it. It means nothing. And it's the exact same thing with the girls. Me and the guys just really be just talking shit.
Yo, son, I'm in a group chat with my guys, right? And I made like a funny ass TikTok of me. Like, yo, Instagram is crazy. My algorithm was crazy the past couple of days. They got breastfeeding women and shit on there. And all this shit. So I did like a remix to a reel and I put like my shit on the green screen with my face in the corner, like,
Now you're kind of wild.
I said this in the group chat and I was like, let me see if my girl laughs.
It's not funny. You try to show girls how fast your tongue looks so they can want to eat you. So you want them to eat your pussy.
Yeah. But I was thinking I wasn't going to post. Like, I sent it to the chat and I sent it to my girl too, like individually. And she freaked out on me. She's like, you think that's funny? How embarrassing. I was like, bro. Like,
I don't think that's funny either, bro.
Well, let me pick up five this shit. I thought this shit was funny.
Bro, I don't think it's funny. Listen, and then you want to play with her anyway? You ain't put it on Instagram, but you can put it on the show? Like, you think it's funny? All right. Go ahead. Try it.
It's not fair to the listeners. It's not fair to the listeners. They can't
I
see.
Hear what you're saying. You go ahead and get your household fucked up. You want to play around. You better learn. Because when girls be like, okay, you want to play with me? That's the exact same thing when you sit there and nut early. She's like, no, it's okay. We go to sleep. Yeah, all right.
You're lucky. I can't even find it.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's not it. Yeah, I can't find it. And everybody, yeah, good. That's God working for me. Like,
you shorty say you got to listen sometimes. We have to listen to the woman.
Yes, we have to listen to the woman.
We have to listen to the woman. They are always right. And if we even try to win, you gonna sit there and get something off that win. You gonna win,
right? But that's gonna bring us to the next topic. But before that, advice we should. I say you just gotta leave her, bro. It's not worth your health. She got herpes. It's kind of a deal breaker. Herpes needs to be with herpes.
Yes, she gotta find somebody that now. She was like, I got herpes. I kept it real. Like, and you be like, yo, listen, I got herpes too. So we are perfect together. That was being a great story because they said 1 out of every 3 people has it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to stop smashing all these different people. Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even worth it. Everybody is sitting there fucking up their health. If you find out somebody right now do not have nothing and y'all men out there find out this girl do have a baby that she might not have been a man, yo, you score and you won.
Right.
Score and you won, bro.
So yeah, leave, bro. You're good. Not, if there's no woman out there, you be all right.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
All right, we're going to get into the word on the street right now.
What we got?
We were talking about we got to listen to the woman, man. This shit would have me fucked up. In Brooklyn, I'm going to load up the story right here. Share. TikTok.
What could even had happened?
Did you hear about this? The two twins? The twins that got stabbed?
Yeah, this clown ass dude, bro. Oh my God. You know a lot of people out here. Oh, she talking? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I paused it.
Yeah, peace, man. It's like a lot of these guys out here be trying to come south and stuff like that when they do some shit and try to go and hide in and stuff like that. Y'all bring me this motherfucker and watch what the fuck I do to this nigga, bro.
Yeah. Bro,
fucking clown ass dude. That's why I be talking to these dudes. This is what I don't want them to do.
So let me just give you guys the backstory if you guys aren't aware. Two 19-year-old twin sisters were stabbed, one fatally in Brooklyn, New York, after rejecting an attacker's advances. Samaya Spain and her sister Sanaya were at a bodega when the attack came. After the suspect tried to hit on one of the two girls but was shot down. Samia, I don't want to mispronounce her name, but was stabbed in the chest and later pronounced dead at the hospital, while her sister was stabbed in the arm and listed in stable condition. And I don't think that they caught the killer yet. I think he's still out on the run.
Clown ass dude. Hopefully the guy can't find his ass. Somebody already got his ass. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking bitch ass dude. Who was your OGs? Who was the guys around you to even, none of mine could do nothing like this. You see what I'm saying? None of this shit is corny as a motherfucker.
Got his face right there, you know? And the girls, young, 19 years old, is so dumb.
And you wonder why we always on our girls. And people, we're not trying to be controlling. We know we got these fucking bitch-ass motherfuckers out there. When these young girls was going, wherever they was going to the bodega, I'm not sure if I read that right. We're not sure where they was going. They don't know that's the last time she's going to be living when she go out there like that. All guys going to try to holler at you and stuff like that. You turn them down, no, and the fuck?
Yeah, I mean,
we need to know where you at. We need to know what you're doing. We know you know who you're around.
It's fucked up. I feel like there's a lot of mental health issues going on out there too. That I mean, people need to seek help with too. Man, I don't know, but that's wild.
But parents, look at all this mental health out here, stuff that people are saying that they do have, and they coming out and showing it, but nobody's paying attention to it. Like it's still normal out here in the streets. Like it's nothing.
Yeah,
you can't move like it's this. These people telling you they got mental health. Move like it.
Yeah. That's why it's very important to have fathers, man. I feel like parents in general, you got to teach kids patience, you know, right from wrong. I feel like a lot of people don't even be told what's right from wrong because the parents are setting bad examples. Like, they doing wretched. Yes. And so the kids are like, oh, shit, my parents, that's how I was raised, so I'm going to do this shit, too. I see my pops yell at women, beat on women, so fuck it, bitch. Oh, shit, you know? And parents got to do, we got to be a new generation of raising our kids better.
Sorry, yeah, but they don't want to do it, though. They don't want to do it at all. They want to let these kids do whatever. Girls out here twerking, showing these older guys. These guys are pedophiles. You didn't know that?
No. I feel like nobody's doing that shit with both their parents in their life. It starts at home. Definitely starts at home.
You need to have balance in anywhere inside authority. Your life. You got to have it. If you don't have it, anything is subject to have. They will get them in all type of ways. It's not a game out here. It's very, very, very important. Balance is very, very important. The father and the mom is more important than the doctor. That's the kid's whole mental.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Think about it.
I feel like if I was raised differently, I might have been I could have had a whole different turnout. You know? But I can't.
For sure.
But shit. For sure. You know, sure. It's different because I know my parents, you know, and we're experts at being parents. You know, they have their faults and shit, but damn,
nobody is abandoned,
bro. You know, they abandoned me.
Yeah, but nobody's an expert, and you'd be surprised thinking people are the ones who got it together is the ones who got the worst situation. You see what I'm saying? Is some people just don't know how to parent. It's actual thing. Certain people don't know how to be a wife. It's an actual thing. Wife is not just a woman who know how to, you know what I'm saying? Just
want a husband. Title. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a woman that wants a husband. A wife is actual thing. A ball player is actual thing.
Yeah.
A basketball player is actual thing. If you're a soccer player, you're not a basketball player. You're not a basketball player. You know what I'm saying? Is a certain reason why you got the title for. A wife is not just a woman or somebody who wants a husband. These titles are put to these people because that's what they're reacting things that they actually do. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people out here trying to sit there and act like they're something else that they're not. Like, you're not going to last nowhere. Nothing is going to last at all.
Quick, what's the worst way you've ever been rejected by a girl? But not the dog.
Oh, I literally want to say that just now. It's like that's just
the worst thing. Like, nobody's ever been like. You ever see like the first Fast and the Furious? By the way,
yes, I'm sure I probably did.
Well, Ja Rule has a scene where he gets rejected, like a girl's promising him pussy if he wins the race, and then after he loses, she's like, "Fuck you, nigga, you ain't win."
That's a nigga word. Why you guys say the nigga word?
I'm just doing the lyrics to the
song. I get it. No, I understand. Come on, I got rejected all type of motherfucking ways. I got rejected. Ilk, get away from me. Fuck you. Who the fuck you think you is? Why are you talking to me? Why are you, bruh? In my lifetime, I probably hollered at 6 million girls. But that's the guy who really hollered at 6 million. I think we all probably hollered at in the millions of girls, right? We always try to practice and try.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had a lot of other ways, total opposite, you know what I'm saying, responses also. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, always came at different ways because I always try to go at it the wrong way and then so it can end up the right way. But right. If you go into it the right way, it got to end up bad. Like, right. why is all these people who got married have these amazing weddings and stuff like that and then they end up getting divorced? Come on, they went into it too good. You got going to this shit bad and fucked up. Like, yo, as soon as you meet the girl, you need to marry her the very next day. And I bet you that shit lasts the longest.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. So, I mean, I've never been rejected once. I remember
I got rejected. No girls then.
I mean, not rudely. Girls just be like, I'm sorry. I look at you more like a friend or some shit.
That's worse. I'd rather get creeped. Get away from me than put you in a friend zone.
Nah, you're an asshole.
Know why? Because that's going to keep on making you still try a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Me, I know I'm never talking to her again. I'm cool. I'm out of here. You know, I get to go to the next one. You might still, you know, eye candy her, you know, googly eyes her sometimes. And, you know, she knows I like her. So hopefully one day, like Laura and fucking Steve Urkel and shit. You know what I'm saying? No, you want to get that creep, get the fuck out of here. So you go on to the next one right away. You don't want her to give you no fucking hope. Because if she gave you one thing of hope, she might like your picture. She might anything. You know what I'm saying? She might even comment up on your shit. Bro, nothing. If she go cold turkey, then you know for sure you get to go to the next girl and that is better for you. All these guys are still hanging around because the girl's still like, no, you know, I look at you more like a brother, like a friend. We should stay there, right? Because I don't want no trouble because, okay. Yeah. Now he's going to still try to fuck. Now he's going to try even harder now.
Yeah. Either way, though, I'd rather have, that's, fuck it. But I don't know. We got to match energy because this guy fucking stabbing people and that's fucking retarded.
He's a piece of shit. Fuck that dude, man. Fuck that dude. This guy, like you said, I think is more of a mental health thing than anything. But you don't know where that stemmed from. I don't know. A lot of people react off certain shit. That's just, I don't think his OGs. And it's a lot to do with, you know, the streets raise a lot of us at the end of the day. The house is just really a nurturing place. You know what I'm saying? As a man, it starts to be a place for you build your pride and stuff. So you go out in the world and do your thing. You know, the streets really raise him. Who was his OGs in the street? Who was he fear in the street? Who do he fear if they find out? It's probably not his father. It's probably not his mom. You see what I'm saying? is that dude in the street that he think that's cool, that he want to be like or something like that. That OG right there didn't do what he's supposed to do around these guys. A lot of us out here still playing around and not grabbing our young boys even when we see them in the street and stuff like that and talk to them. I talk to a lot of young boys who come to my spot. Like, yo, what's going on? How you doing? How's school? How's everything? You know what I'm talking about? You know what right. I'm saying? It's like, that's all our fucking duties. And I don't think certain more things like this happen. We just got these dudes out here running wild because they might talk back to us. I might talk back to his ass. See what's up. Because I know my OGs are talking back to me, and I know my weight was up. I know I was out here doing some wild shit, but it was somebody that I respected. Right. The person that once you see a kid respect you and want to be around and want to talk to yourself, it's really your duty to, you know, grab this dude and stuff like this won't happen, man. Yo, rest in peace, young lady. Yes. And I'm praying for your family, man. That's really, that hurt. Right.
And praying for your sister, that is part of the attack too, man. It's just sucked. And we got to do better, fellas, and take rejection. There was one time, actually, I got rejected. I was trying to flirt with a girl. I was filming. Actually, I wasn't filming anything. This was before I had a camera.
Yeah, you better say it. Shit. I'm over here like, yo. I'm about to text you like, yo, bro, you know what the fuck you say? Your first time before the camera.
I was
3 years.
Yeah, I was just at a party, and I was trying to plug my phone in. And the charge, and a beautiful girl was like standing in front of the outlet. And I was like, excuse me. And I was like, can I get to the outlet real quick? And she was like, huh? I was like, how you doing? Can I get to the outlet? And she was like, all you had to say was, excuse me. I'm like, damn. All right, damn. And she got out the way. I was like, all right, cool. So that was that. I got no game.
That was great.
All right, so we're going to get to the next one. Word on the street. Oh, man. Let's see what else we got happening in here, man. Oh, Drea Michelle announces she's pregnant with 22-year-old NBA player Jalen Green's baby. Nice. How old is Drea? I think she's 39. He's 22.
Okay.
Is that OD? 22 years old? She took advantage.
She's a woman. I mean, she's supposed to take advantage of them. All women take advantage of men. They're designed to do it. Somebody got to do it. Your girl's taking advantage of you. My girl's taking advantage of me. They supposed to do that, though. He's supposed to take care. If he don't take care of her, he's going to take care of a woman.
Right.
I'm looking at it like that. Like, you can't get mad at this. She didn't rape this guy. She didn't take advantage of him, really, at the end of the day. He got the gun.
That is true.
He wanted to have sex with her. He like her, right? So he's winning. If he say, baby, can I have a kiss? And she give him a kiss and he's happy, boom, he's getting everything that he wants. If he the one who shot in her, that means this is what he wanted. She can't do nothing to this man. They both have whatever relationship that they have. Everybody think that a relationship has to be perfect. A relationship don't have to be perfect. A relationship has to do whatever y'all two agree on. That's y'all relationship. Everybody right. need to mind their business. I know this is all out there and shit like that, but mind your business. Y'all not in that bedroom where he like, I give you everything in the world when she over here riding them and shit. Shut the fuck up. Mind your business.
Yeah.
It's only one, all the bitches who talking like that would want to be in that situation. All the niggas who talking like that want to be in his situation. They enjoying their self. Man, shut the fuck up and mind your business.
Yep. I mean, shit. We'll find out what happens later in life when the baby comes, how long they last, if they do last. Either way, they're financially stable, so they'll be good.
But even at the end of the day, fuck the finance at the end of the day, and that's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what relationship, good, bad, happy, or sad, stays really at the end of the day? Other people who do it the perfect way, oh, we did this, and we prayed for each other, and we did this, and they get a divorce. You see what I'm saying? Or the other people who, oh, we met each other at our class reunion and it went good. And the next thing you know, they get a divorce or they break up or she take the money. Everybody tried it all different ways. You could tell me how a situation happened and I can tell you about how they started the exact same way and it failed. So leave these people alone. Let them just pray for their situation. If you pray for their situation and say, God bless that baby, come out healthy. God bless their relationship. Your relationship going to be blessed. But don't look at their relationship. Look at her. She fuck all these other guys. I don't even know why he'd go for her. Why somebody go after you? Who the last nigga you fucked? You see what I'm saying? Who the fuck are you? Why are you worrying about their fucking relationship? Go work on your relationship. How about you go do some planks? How about you go work on yourself? How about you go find a new meal to fucking cook instead of going into somebody else's shit? You know what I'm saying?
You know,
mind your fucking business. Pray for them.
You know who the biggest person was that was against it?
Who that?
L'Oreal.
Why?
L'Oreal did a whole segment about it on the radio show.
Then somebody wrote her scripts. Somebody wrote her scripts.
Yeah.
That's anybody, man. That's anybody in everybody relationship. You know what I'm saying? Even if you see something go down, they'll be like, good for them. Or I ain't want them to be there. Look good together anyway. Mind your business.
Yeah.
And go ahead and pray for them. Tell them, listen, I hope that baby that come out healthy. I hope she's happy. I hope he's happy. Because you know what? That boomerang gonna come right back to you. And then you want to get into a nice, healthy relationship. You might be pregnant and then worry about, when you're pregnant, you don't want nobody to go against you. You don't want nobody to go against what you got going on, your decision making and stuff. Out. That's hurting for that girl. Don't do that to her right now. True. You know what I'm saying? I understand she's in the block, but she still is human. People understand we are all human. Everybody has feelings, regardless. Oh, they up there. They can take it. They got money. Listen, man, pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray for them to stay together. You know, God bless that union right there. Hopefully it stays together and stick because there is a baby involved. No. Anybody who talk against anybody's union or relationship, your relationship could be happy or bad. Pray for that situation, man. Watch yours come back good.
That's a fact. And that's why a lot of relationships, a lot of women are hiding their pregnancies until the baby's born now to avoid all that. Like Holly.
It's very stressful, man.
Holly Bailey.
Their body changes and they go through things. They get, why she with him and all this other type of shit. Because she want to. You know what I'm saying? Because she enjoyed whatever he said. Maybe he made her laugh that one day and just made her pussy twinkle. You know what I'm saying? And it have nothing to do with you. Why are you with the guy that you with? Why are you with the girl you with? That have nothing to do with you. Say, oh, wow, that's great. Let me pray for that family. They having a baby? God bless that because God, that's a gift from God. Start talking like that, man. I bet you that when your gift come, you don't want nobody talking about you and your girl that's y'all pregnant. You want that baby to come back. You don't want your girl stressed out either, bro.
I'm saying, bro, everybody's going to go through something at one point in their life. So you better play it cool because people are going to remember. Like, oh, yeah, remember that time you was talking shit about so-and-so? Now look at you. I wish I could help.
Look at you.
Kind of deserves,
look at this
bro.
Motherfucking playing you out. Oh, look at her playing you out now. And you look at them and they're doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that baby might not be hers. How about your baby might not be yours? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, check your own closet before you worry about somebody else's closet being dirty, baby.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check all your shit. If all your shit checked out and you right with God and everything right there. You ain't just not sleeping a married man and it's the last 6 months and all this type of shit. Yo, God bless you. Continue to keep on going that path and God will continue to keep on bless you. But you talking about people when you're doing all type of shit. No, talk positive and positive is going to come back. God bless everybody's union.
Yeah, mind your business. Yo, Netflix just landed a deal on July 20th.
Talk to me.
They got that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. It's gonna be live on Netflix.
Nice.
Who you got?
Of course I got Mike. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Mike. I might go for the entertainment and go for Jake Paul because I don't know, bro. I just feel like for ratings, bro, they're gonna have bro win. And
nah, that'd be quality. Mike beat the shit out of him and stop fucking playing around.
Yeah,
I mean, this is Rocky Balboa in a Russian fight. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me put up like, Mike Tyson highlight real quick.
Yeah, you could pick any side because you black and white, but the Russians and the fucking, when Rocky was fighting on a motherfucking thing, you ain't seen that Russian. Yeah, Russians wasn't over here like, oh, go, what's the name? No, what's the, Rocky. Go Rocky. The Russians wasn't saying, go Rocky. The Russians was like, go Glacho. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, go, Mike. What the fuck you talking about? You let this motherfucker hit you, Mike? Beat the shit out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, hold on. Let me load this up. I don't know. I never realized, not for nothing.
That's not a legend, man. We can't even let them play around. I don't even want nobody to sit there and fuck up Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we need to hold those titles. Yeah, this ain't no motherfucking game. Mike beat the shit out of this motherfucker. Don't play around with his ass either.
Did I tell you that I'm fighting Mike Tyson?
He got the tattoo on his face.
Mike still got it too, man. Mike, get right, baby. No one hear that shit.
He got it. I don't know if they sped up the video or not. But...
Nah. Yo, when I used to box, I used to look at all Mike's shit.
Damn.
Yeah, get money.
Get money for real.
Get money. Stop. Don't play around with this motherfucker. This is just like motherfucking Rocky Balboa and the Russian dude.
Yeah.
Pick your side, baby. What you mean who I'm going for? What you mean? I'm going for the Russian. No, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You got to know what time it is, baby. There you go, Arm Mike. My guy.
He's small. I don't know.
Man, that's power right there. You don't even know what that even is, man. A shark is small. All right. Go in the water with him. That's Mike Water right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's Mike Water right there, baby.
That is a good metaphor, bro. You in the ocean with the shark right now.
Come on, bro. That's a motherfucking different. Talking about he's small. That's a dangerous motherfucking shark right there, bro.
Dangerous
shark right there, man. You out here playing around. That man going to show you something. Like, he had to come back. I forgot who he fought not too long ago. Who he fight not too long ago? Mike. Ooh. Mike Tyson fought somebody. Mike fought not too long ago and shit. Who got knocked out? Somebody got knocked out bad. Do we even see? Oh, Nate Robinson.
Oh, that's who he fought. No, he didn't fight. Oh, yeah, he got knocked out.
He got knocked out.
Yeah, he got hit in the back of the head and flew. That was the first Jake Paul fight, I think.
All right, so then Mike fought somebody too, bro.
Or are you talking about Roy Jones?
Mike and Roy Jones fought?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Peace.
Yeah, and it was a tie, I think. But that goes to show you, they're two beasts. You know, funny story about Roy Jones Jr., bro. My neighbor. Peace. Oh, funny story. In high school, a girl had started a rumor that I had got her pregnant. And nice. I was a virgin. And like, it was nice. A big deal. Like, her dad came to my house and all that shit. And I had to talk to school social worker. And they're trying to figure out a plan for me. And I'm like, bro, you ever seen that Fresh Prince episode when Carlton's like, yo, Will, I'm a German. He's like, what? You a German? That was me to the principal. Like, yo, I'm a German. I ain't never even had sex before. So this girl made shit up. They got her out of there. But long story short, her dad was a professional boxer. Nice. And he had fought Roy Jones at Radio City in 2000. And he got beat the shit. He got beat up. Roy Jones had a broken hand and everything. Still fought and looked his ass. But that's my story of Roy Jones. But let's get into Black Excellence real quick, bro.
What we got?
Dr. Dre, man. Dr. Dre was finally honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
God bless him, bro. That's
congratulations,
great.
Man, to Dr. Dre. He was recognized for his contributions to music. In attendance was Snoop Dogg, Eminem, 50 Cent, Jimmy Iovine, and many more to help him celebrate the special moment.
Blessings, man.
Shout out to Dr. Dre.
Congratulations.
The next episode, man, that's one of my favorite Dr. Dre songs.
Uh-huh.
Thought About Dre with Eminem goes hard.
Dope, yep. I like More Money, More Problems.
I don't know that one.
All right. I'm a gospel, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you. All that type of stuff. I really just listen to gospel music all day, man.
Yeah,
I can tell you a T.D. Jakes song. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny as hell. You ever been swallowed?
I've been John P. Key. My fault, I said T.D. Jakes song. Nah, my fault. You ever been swallowed?
You ever been swallowed?
That's what you think of, huh? When I say T.D. Jakes, that's what you think of, fam?
It's my fault.
This guy got millions and millions of views, billions of views out there, bro. And the best thing that you could come up with was that?
That's what he's most recently been preaching about.
Wow. And I wonder if people say Meek Mill now, what's the first thing that comes to their mind?
Bro.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Meek Mill?
It's P. Diddy now.
See, that's fucked up. And this man had, look how long that somebody could tear your name down. And you had one of the longest rap, what is that? What's that thing that go all the time? His intro. Rain.
Oh, the intro. Yeah.
Yeah, you had the longest rap intro in history, I believe. If you play it right now, everybody's still going, hold on, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even listen to gospel and I know it. You see what I'm saying? So it must be something that was played all the time. How you have it for sucking summers and shit like that? And somebody said that you was having sex and put an audio out there, and now that's what you're known for?
Right.
Nate Robinson been out this motherfucking dunking on all these motherfucking big ass 7 foot motherfuckers. And he get knocked out in the ring. And everybody know Nate Robinson, the dude got knocked out for the white boy.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Especially to the younger generation. That's what
they don't know Nate Robinson that we know Nate.
They don't. And all the old heads all, I can't even speak up. They're not even on social media. All the young kids is like, yeah, making memes, cutting them out.
Well, doing him. I know him.
That stinks.
You know the guy who used to play basketball, the short guy, Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
He got knocked out.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Nate Robinson, these are like our heroes. And that's what I'm saying with Mike Tyson. I would hate to see Mike get knocked out. And this is one of our heroes. You know what I'm saying? This is one of our heroes. You can't play around with our heroes, man.
Yeah.
And watching all our heroes that's leaving right now inside the industry, the ones that are getting caught up and doing some wild shit and like that. Like, y'all were our heroes at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? We watch y'all go up in the music industry and all these different industries and win. And that look like us.
Because it's all Jake Paul's fault, too. It's all his doing. Like, Nate Robinson, him. Mike Tyson, him. Like, it's going to be all because of Jake Paul.
No, I think Mike going to get him. I think Mike going to get him. Or they're going to have to really think about me setting up a fight with me and Jake Paul, you know, so I can beat the shit out of him. So I can show y'all exactly how I do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm always dead serious, too. Mike, go ahead and get him so I have to get in there. But I'm always there, so I spoil what you ain't got to beat the fuck out of you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you something. Would you be down to go to outer space?
Of course. And I say, if anything ever happens to me, do not put me in a coffin. Don't put me anywhere. Put me in Alaska in the sea somewhere and let me go. Let me go in a whale's mouth. Or take me into space and just put a bunch of satellites and all type of shit on me and let me be the new fucking internet. You know what I'm saying? The Who's Wax internet and shit. Yeah, put that shit up in the motherfucking sky. Let me just float forever. And y'all put a camera on me and y'all might not see how far I can fucking go. See where the fuck I go at. Let me be a part of something in life.
Use don't my just body get, for science.
Yeah, don't put me in the fucking ground like I'm useless. Yeah. I'm useless. Put me in the fucking sky. So like, you know what? We just drop them off.
And just test wax his brain for CTE.
Even if they go dead, what the fucking matter? Just put me in a bunch of cameras on me and 360 the cameras all around me. Put me in space and let me go forever. You see what I'm saying? See what happens. You might actually see what fucking Mars and shit actually look like instead of lying to us all these fucking years.
It's hilarious. Well, I say a lot to say that NASA, hold on, I'm out of focus. NASA enlisted 20 astronauts, black astronauts.
Nice.
Since the inception. And, I fucking lost the post, but they basically got two more astronauts on the team. And nice. What was significant was they have dreadlocks. You know, they're not like these professional looking, high tailored, you know, educated to say the least, but you know, they're not like following the mold of like,
what are you trying to say, yo? Because I'm very educated, bro.
The dude is himself. He doesn't have to, he got his dreadlocks. He looks like one of us. He looks like he could be my friend, you know? Young dude, like 26 years old, and
what are you trying to say?
That times are evolving. Let me try to find this picture because you try to make me sound racist, bro. And I'm not here for
it. I'm really trying to make you sound the way you sounded. Let's go. Let me hear it.
I'm trying to show you what
that
the fuck.
Racist is a motherfucker. Yo, you hear this guy?
Let me show you because you're not gonna expect it.
And then he's gonna say, you're one of my friends. Like what the fuck? I have black friends. You hear this fucker? This guy said, you ain't even one of my friends.
Oh,
this is amazing. Keep going, please.
No, I'm trying to find the picture. Why the fuck?
Yeah, now you want to fucking.
Why does the shade room glow so much? Oh, Lord.
Hold on. You start sweating yet? This motherfucker is crazy.
Now I got
to. Basically, what Angela is trying to say is you got some motherfuckers that look like wax. That could probably that just go into space or wax you think you want to go. And I would definitely love to go to space. I was thinking about it all the time. But if I go, I want to stay up that motherfucker for a while. Because I think people be lying. I don't think nobody ever went to fucking space before.
His name is Tyrone Jacobs Jr.
Okay.
And I'm about to show you so you can see what the fuck I'm talking about, you ignorant. You make me sound racist. I'd be goddamn.
What you mean? I'm like, he's like a good man. Look at his dreads. It's all the shit got to do with it. The fuck are you saying?
You see, my man.
All right,
Ron. I said that he looked like he'd be one of my friends. Like he looked like he could be like he's my guy.
Why? Because he got like this ponytail star to the top.
He just has the young look. Like, look at these. Look at these black engineers that were hired by NASA. They're not like.
These guys look good people to me. That's like the Instagram post. The Instagram filter shit.
AI.
That's exactly what they use on their fucking Instagram post. That's the Instagram avenue AI. Shit. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You got. I know. I'm just saying that because like long hair and like dreads are definitely frowned upon in the professional, professional atmosphere. So the fact that they
I ain't know that shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Where the fuck you been at,
before you fucking start calling me racist and shit? I'm gonna have to have my mom as a guest. Like, mom, tell this man I am not racist. I got a black mother. But
hey, mom, where do you adopt him at?
But fucking, let's get into my favorite segment of the show, Wax's ABCs.
Wax's ABCs.
Now, I have a word for you. You might be able to get it. You might be able to.
I've been getting them.
No, you haven't. You might be able to actually get this. If you actually get this one right, we have to get you a prize. Okay. If you get this word right and the meaning. Uh-huh. You have to give you something.
Right, the industry talk give you something. Yeah, take that. Take
that.
No, that's easy on it. That's what that guy. Yeah, we all got to start pausing. Take that. Take that now. Now we understand what this shit meant.
Yeah, I just still can't get over the fact that they had the matching outfits with the midget in the middle. That shit got me fucked up. Like, what was the reason?
It's just pictures, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, the audio and all that other wild shit came out, man. You just gotta just pray for that situation.
He was talking to him. Meek Mill crazy in that pool. I like the way you do it, Daddy. Oh shit! And Meek Mill's like, "I love you too, Daddy." Like, what the?
I ain't hear Meek Mill say that. I ain't hear Meek say, "I love you too, Daddy."
He said, "I love you too," though. He say, "Daddy."
See how you doing that? See, that's what I'm saying. If I sit there and say I like ice cream, by the time I get to the 10th person. That shit gonna say some wild ass shit.
Out here. It's funny. That's a perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Y'all, yo, slow down. I don't like the situation either at the end of the day. I mean, thank God we only talking about a bunch of grown people. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is underage. But damn, yo. Jesus Christ.
It'll blow over eventually, no pun intended, but it'll fade away, bro.
I mean, if some illegal and some wild shit was done, probably not. But at the end of the day, it's like if it wasn't too illegal and nobody there, I think everybody knows exactly what they was doing at the end of the day. A lot of shit get wild in a lot of places. Don't go. Don't go to Newark at a certain time at night with chains and shit on and money hang out of your pocket. You might not come out.
That was in Newark. One time I was in Newark at night and I saw a girl walking by herself and I was like, "You good?" She's like, "I'm good, honey. What's she getting into?" And I was like, "Oh, it was a prostitute." I had no idea. Bro, she was dressed like a regular woman. I was leaving a concert I was filming and I just saw a woman. I was like, "What's up?" Or she was like, "What's up to me?" And I said, "What's up?" And she was like, "You busy?" I'm like, "What? Do you need a ride or something?" But long story short, I said, "I'm good. I'm going home."
Yeah. Hey, you said that. I see your fingers crossed behind your back.
I had no cash on me. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's get into let's get into Wax's ABC real quick.
Early, what we got?
All right. The word is extrovert. You know what this is?
Yes, sir. This is extrovert.
Oh, Lord.
Extrovert. This is when I had my Land Rover. This is the tag that was on it when they put the orange stick on it. That stick, you be mad. You can't even take it off. This is basically saying exit from Rovers because my Land Rover was a fucked up vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fucked up. So they put the extrovert on that shit. I mean, like, this shit is all fucked up. It come from German and France. Like, I think the German and France started having sex with each other. Yeah, they started having sex with each other. And they came up with this word. It's like the ex-overt. You don't need that no more. It's coming from the Land Rover being fucked up. So I said a Land Rover is the ex-rovert. That mean it's fucked up.
All right. Can you use it in a sentence just one more time?
All right. I was driving my Rover. My Range Rover, and it fucked up and got outside the road because of that electric problem. And I was like, the fourth time it happened. And then when the tow truck came, it was like, "Yo, I think it's fucked up. Is total loss." they put this ex-Rovert sign. That's the German and the France people. They got, and the Russian people, they got together and had sex and they came up with that word.
Yeah, no, bro, it's wrong. I thought you would have had it, bro. Everybody knows what this word is. The word is extrovert. Extrovert.
That's what I said.
And no, you didn't even say that. You got the T and the R backwards and shit. But the definition of extrovert is an outgoing, overly expressive person. So basically,
If you think about it, the guy that told me about the truck being total loss, he was fucking outrageous. He was like, yo, this is a nice truck, bro. How the fuck this shit fucked up? So, yes, kind of what I said if you think about it.
Wow. Yeah, bro. That was disappointing. Yo, Bully the Beast podcast. That was it. Wax. Yep. Where can I find you?
Follow me at Wax King, WEXKYNG. Don't put King as KI. Put KYNG, the big king. Of course, go to a place to go underscore SC. Holla at us, man. Taryn, you got to give me your Instagram and stuff so I can put it on there. Y'all holla at Taryn. Y'all want to go ahead and book something out here. Place to go underscore SC. We got comedy nights on Thursdays, Friday nights, college night, events night, Saturday. And don't forget about the Titty Tuesdays, baby. Holla at us. We try to put some church and soul food in there on Sundays, man. So I definitely want to really go ahead and start that. I got to put some pews and stuff out there at my spot so I can make sure I have me a church section because, you know, I'll be a pastor. So
a campfire Bible study.
It sounds great, man. Come run it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I rent the spot out. Come on and book your next trip, your girl's trip, your guy's trip, your bachelor party, your wedding, just to get away. You know what I'm saying? Your girl might kick you out. Be like, ain't nowhere to go. We got a place to go, and that's what it's called, a place to go. Holla at us.
So, you know, it was funny. You were saying your Instagram name earlier, and you were like, please don't put an I, put a Y. And that reminded me of the time during your son's birthday. You made me go get the cake for him.
Yes.
And I spelled his name wrong on the cake, and you tried to fix it and put like the two lines.
You got it done. Like, how did you know it's Wax King? I see Wax King, oh, that's me and my son's name put together. Wax King.
I had no idea. I thought you were just trying to be a Black King, bro. That makes the perfect sense.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. Yo, make my shirts.
All right. Make sure y'all follow me, Angelo Scarfone on Instagram. Make sure you follow my podcast network, Podcast Network. Shit. Make sure y'all follow Loudspeakers, all that good stuff.
Yes. And,
we'll see y'all next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Hey, did you win?
I don't find out till like the summertime.
All right. I voted like 6 times.
Yeah, all right.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA, a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on Netflix.